Development of the planned casino in Everett is on hold. Wynn Resorts says a legal challenge by the neighboring city of Somerville could delay the project by months. Somerville's mayor cites environmental concerns in the appeal of an environmental permit issued to the casino. Meantime, the mayor of Everett says the dispute has placed thousands of jobs in limbo. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Until the license challenge is settled, Wynn is halting all major construction on the casino site next to the Mystic River. And Wynn Everett president Robert DeSalvio says the company is canceling 7 job fairs next month.
There's really no reason to have them right now until we can get this delay behind us. Also, effectively, Wynn Resorts is putting on a hiring freeze, and that hiring freeze is for all of those 4,000 trade members that would be going to work here beginning in April.
Somerville is appealing a license already issued by the state that allows Wynn to build on the waterfront. The city cites environmental concerns over the massive influx of traffic expected from the proposed casino. But Somerville's environmental argument is being countered by economic arguments in Everett, which stands to take in millions in tax revenue from the $1.7 billion casino proposal. Mayor Carlo Di Maria issued a call to his counterpart across the river.
So I'm appealing to my friend, who hasn't taken my call in a couple of days now, 3 or 4 days. Mayor Curtatone, there's thousands of people that would come to your office if you need them to come. And if you want us all to come, we will come there and ask that you just cut it out.
But the mayor of Somerville has no plans to do that.
No amount of political theater and public harassment from Wynn will keep me, as the mayor of Somerville, from doing my job and advocating for the health and well-being of the residents of our community, the city of Somerville.
Mayor Joseph Curtatone says appeals are part of the checks and balances system, and he says he wants to make sure we get it right.
The Wynn Casino project will put 18,000 extra cars per day, 18,000 extra cars per day onto our local roadways, pumping tons of extra exhaust into the air that we breathe, and much of it into neighborhoods where some of our most vulnerable populations live.
Wynn officials estimate the appeal process could take at least 3 to 6 months, but they say they're not going anywhere, and the project will eventually move forward. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.